Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Student loan debt has been a hot topic on a political campaign trail this year. While some countries have made college free for everyone, and even some states in this country are considering it, the reality of nationwide free college in America is probably many years off, if ever, which is why our next guest says that managing student debt, or maybe even deciding whether or not to take the plunge into debt to begin with, is going to be very important for those who are looking at that path. Rick Vandernoord is a certified financial planner. He joins us by phone now from his office in Greer, South Carolina. Rick, welcome back to the program.
It's a pleasure to be with you again.
Give us an overview on this topic of student loan debt.
The way we pay for college, or the way college is financed, is a topic of discussion that's in a transition where it may be different in the future. But for the reality right now is that most of us have to go into debt to pay for college. And you know, I think the latest statistic I saw was nationwide, we're up to $1.5 trillion of student debt. I mean, that's a big number, but it's not as scary as it might sound. I mean, if you break that down, the average level of debt per student is about $32,000, but the median level, which would be at the halfway point, is under $17,000, which means half of all students who have debt have less than $17,000 in debt. But there's still some prudent decisions, and these are personal decisions that you can make going forward.
Let's talk about that. And the first one, I guess, is whether or not to incur debt at all. As a financial advisor, how would you handle that?
We would say, okay, what is your career track? Where are you going? And what is the average compensation in that area? You know, if they're going into the medical field or some profession where the average compensation is considerably high, then it is not imprudent to borrow money to do that. Then let's say if you're going into the Peace Corps, you probably should not borrow money to get your college education, kind of thing. So a lot of it is just looking beyond school to decide what level of debt is prudent.
A lot of times there are companies who will, with the tight labor market we have right now, pay off your student loan to get you as an employee.
Yes, that's true. And they also will pay for additional education. So I've seen that happen as well. So the employer can be a source of support, financial support for your education as well.
And of course, a lot of this student loan debt has occurred because the cost of a college education has risen so dramatically. You know, back in the 70s when I was in college, a semester at the University of South Carolina was $575.
Yeah, I graduated in the early 80s with, I had a postgraduate degree, and I think the total cost of 6 years of college was $20,000. So it's like easily five times more than that, right, for young people today. But does that mean they're getting five times better of an education? I mean, English is still English. Math is still math. Accounting is still accounting. History is definitely still history. Why has it gotten so expensive? Because I don't think they're getting five times better education than what you and I got. That's a topic for a whole nother show or everything, you know. I think part of that discussion is going to have to include state lotteries. You and I didn't have state lotteries when we went to school. So if you had to say, well, what's changed? If the quality of education hasn't changed from the 70s and 80s till now, what has changed? And that's one of the factors that would have to be brought into the conversation.
Subsidized colleges were receiving 70%+, and now it's down in the neighborhood of on an average of 20% coming from state funding. I'm guessing maybe because of the lotteries. So,
which I think makes sense if the state lottery money is going to be used towards tuition, that would make sense. Why would the state subsidize at the same levels they used to?
I guess the bottom line is a recommendation from any financial planner would probably be save for college and save early.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. College savings 101.
Rick, thanks so much for your time today.
All right, Mike. Appreciate it.
Rick Vandernoord is a certified financial planner, and he spoke to us by phone from his office in Greer, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.